Welcome to the That's Real High School podcast. This is your host, Avery Smead, and today I have a co-host on, Raylan Perez.
Hi, I'm Raylan Perez. I'm an IB freshman here at Princess Anne, and I am so excited to talk with Avery about the four-year-long fear.
Yes.
It's real.
Getting into college is a super insane
process. I mean, it's just like the process, but also how it's introduced to us at such a young age is like, it's very stressful.
It is. I almost can't even come up with the words because so many of my peers are just so worried about this thing that is still years away for us. Yeah. I'm a sophomore, Raylan's a freshman, and we've seen people just do so many extracurriculars, pick their course selections, even from like middle school. Mm-hmm. I remember I had a friend in middle school who was like, I'm going to take Spanish 1 in 7th grade because I want to have that AP Spanish under my belt by the time I graduate from high school.
Oh,
I was like, wait a minute, we're 12 years old.
Yeah, and I like feel so behind. And I also, it was funny, like earlier this year, this girl was like, yeah, I'm only doing this for my Brown application. And I'm like, wow, that is progressive. But I mean, is it really our fault? No. I think it is, like we said, how early it's introduced. For example, me and Avery were talking about this earlier. Like, before you go into the IB program, there's almost an orientation, would you call it?
Yes.
Of, like, what classes to pick and what you would like to consider. And Miss LaCava Owens, love her, she told us, she was like, for example, if you want to get into UVA, you should take physics and AP computer science. And as someone who is fresh out of 8th grade, that is scary because, of course, that's like 50% of the IB people's like dream schools. And I'm like, okay, so I have to take physics and I have to do this. Like, I was writing down classes as she talked about it, just so stressed. And like, I'm sure you had a similar experience.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the reason Mrs. LaCava Owens was talking about that is because she knows what the students and the parents are like in the IB program. And I think when she was talking about that, she was more generally speaking to the parents, honestly. And I think that just the students were there, we took a much more anxious way of looking at that. And she, you know, she's experienced and she's great and she knows great recommendations, but also, like, I don't think you have to take physics or you have to go in a certain direction. Like, there are many, many ways to do that. And that would come with a lot more research and time, but there's one right way to do things. I think she was mainly talking to the parents of the students because they want their students to have straight A's and they want them to be involved in everything. And while all of that is great, and I know those parents want the best for their kids, it's also a lot of pressure to put on, you know, 14-year-olds.
Yeah, such young kids. Like you said, I'm having trouble finding the words as well because I think it is so crazy. But we also talk about how college is feared because of, like, threats. For example, digital footprint. That's something that everyone brings up. And I was in my PE health class in 8th grade. And my teacher, for some reason, was like, oh, by the way, colleges will check your social media, your TikTok, your Instagram. They will look at all your posts. And if there's anything relatively bad or something that could be taken in the wrong way, then you're not going to get into college. Then she looked right at all of us, very serious, and she was like, well, good luck to all of you because I bet you've already ruined that for yourself. And that truly, like, that really, really scared me. And I felt so much more pressure. I stopped posting on social media, and I actually still have until this day. So that was really, like, that was stressful for me.
Yes, absolutely. I had a similar experience. This is not the only time that that happened, but there was one time in 8th grade when I was in my English class, and my teacher said, you know, colleges are going to look at what you post on social media, and she was saying that because, you know, they're middle schoolers, and they are posting some bad things on social media, and obviously, that's not a thing you should be doing anyway, but she was using college as a threat to be like, you can't do this, or you're never going to get into college because they check your social media, and I wasn't posting anything bad at all, but I was still curious about, like, is what she's saying actually true? Mm-hmm. And so I did some research and I went and looked at, like, previous college admissions officers and what they had to say about it. And they said that sometimes they will check social media, but honestly, most of the time they don't have time to do that. And so, like, you shouldn't post anything absurd, but I don't think what you post on social media will make or break your chances at your dream university.
Avery, I'm going to be so honest. Before we even started this podcast, I had no idea that was true. So thank you. You helped me a lot because I just, like, I felt a weight lifted off my shoulder because I truly thought that for every person, they were like, they had a bunch of people just like stalking their social media. And if anything was slightly wrong, it'd be like, you know, you would go lower on the list for prioritize. So
yeah, no,
that is crazy.
That is a huge misconception. And I mean, if you think about like college admissions officers, they are looking at student after student, and then they probably have other jobs too. And I mean, they don't just practically even thinking about it. They don't have the time to stalk every student's social media. Yeah. And I say stalk, but like they really would in the misconception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like going through, you know, your bio, your history, like they don't even have the ability to go through your history. So if you posted something on accident when you were 11 years old, don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. Like we all make mistakes.
Oh,
and your colleges are not going to find out about that thing you said about that person years ago. Like,
yeah,
it's going to be okay. It's like making mistakes in doing the activities or getting a 92% in your class. Like these are things that are so little, but people are so worried about.
Yeah. Celebrate a 92, guys.
Yes, it's an A. Please. It's an A. Oh my gosh. Yes. A minuses will not affect your GPA. Like they won't. I mean, you can argue like a hundredth of a percent, but they won't affect it.
Yeah.
It'll, yeah. And then you take IB classes, and obviously because we're in the IB mm-hmm. program, and you take AP classes and you bring it up more than it went down. Like
exactly. Like there's always a way to recover, and not all hope is lost if you get one bad grade.
There's always a way to recover. Yes, I love that you said that. Like, if you turned in that assignment late, if you did a wrong extracurricular, like, I wouldn't call it a wrong extracurricular, but last year I joined the crew team, and I was like, I'm going to do this for all 4 years because it'll look really good on my college application. And that wasn't the only reason I was doing it. I had friends in it, and I thought it was fun, but then I started having, like, health problems in the summer before my sophomore year, and my doctor was like, you can't do that kind of activity right now, and so right. I couldn't do crew anymore. And I was really disappointed about that, not only because, like, obviously I had friends and I enjoyed the sport, but also because I was like, now I can't put that on my college application.
Oh, I totally get that. That's rough. And I play two varsity sports right now. And a little ashamed to admit this, but most of my motivation was to put it on my resume to show that I'm committed and I care about my school. But it's also really fun, and now I'm doing it because I love the people on the team.
Yes, absolutely. So I think like having reasons other than college for doing things will really help you. And just like, you know, looking back, I wish that I hadn't cared so much about just adding to my resume. I wish I would have just done it for the people and for, you know, the experience.
Yeah.
Because
ultimately that'll make you happier and more motivated, I think.
It will. Yes. And I think your motivation for doing something during the process is going to affect the outcome that you have from
Definitely.
It. Like if you're, you know, this is an example that I almost don't want to say, but it's something that some people do. Like being nice to your teachers and buying them expensive gifts and, you know, kind of being the teacher's pet just so that they will give you a raving recommendation. That's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing. But of course, being respectful to your teachers is important. But I mean, come on, let's be honest. I think everyone does have that in the back of their mind.
Of
you know,
course. Yes.
If they're thinking, maybe if the teacher's not being the best that day, they're like, I could talk back, or I could just like sit back and be a good student so they write me a recommendation. Which is like, it's okay. This is for students, so it's like,
yes, absolutely. And I think like sometimes you can be wrong by doing the right thing for the wrong reason.
Oh, yeah.
That's something that's like been on my mind lately.
That was really philosophical, Avery.
Thanks. It's like, you know, if my teacher is, what's an example? I don't know. If my teacher is behind on their grading, right? They don't put grades in until the very last day of the quarter. And then all of a sudden they put grades in. You forgot to do an assignment because you didn't know they were grading it.
Right.
Oh my gosh. So many times. And you end up with an A minus for the quarter. Do you email that teacher and be like, can I have another chance? Or do you let it go and kill yourself for the rest of the year trying to pull up that grade that you got on that quarter? Like, I mean, I've been in that situation before, and sometimes you have to decipher, like, am I going to not bother them because I appreciate what they do and I'm going to have compassion for them, or am I not bothering them because I need that recommendation?
Yeah.
Like, I think you really have to just work on yourself and think about what is my reason for doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Because if it's not the right reason, maybe it's not.
Exactly.
The
and
right
I
thing.
Feel like sometimes we can also get lost in that thought process. And I feel like by the end of it, you're just so drained and you don't even remember like what the point was, you know, like, in the first place of, you know, doing all these things. Like, I just feel like, I don't know, like, do you get what I'm trying to say? I just feel like if you do too many things that are too focused on college or impressing people, then you're not going to realize what you actually want to do, like, who you are and what your passion is, which I think is very important, especially in high school, to kind of figure out. So don't, like, drown yourself in having to always be perfect.
Yes, absolutely. I remember when I was in eighth grade, one of the sponsors from the academy, it was the academy at Tellwood, the Language and World Studies Academy. She came to my middle school and she gave a talk about what that academy was like. And I didn't end up going to that academy, but I was curious about, you know, what does this have to offer? And I just wanted to hear it. And so I went with a couple of other students and she talked about like what we wanted our vision to be in high school, like what, you know, she gave this whole talk about it. I don't remember very much of it, but I remember that she went around the room and she asked every student, what do you want your vision to be for high school? And a lot of people were saying, I want the advanced studies diploma. I want the advanced studies diploma. And I said, I want to just try a whole bunch of different things during high school because I want to, like, have new experiences and, you know, figure out what do I like? What do I want to do?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I felt like she was almost disappointed by my answer because...
Really? Mm-hmm. I feel like as a teacher, I'd be like, that's a fantastic answer.
I know, but I think she was also talking a lot about college admissions. Mm. That's the thing. And she was saying you have to go in one direction. But that's not true.
That's not the case at all. Mm-mm.
Colleges want you to be well-rounded. And that is IB's whole thing, is like, be well-rounded.
Yeah.
Like, do you need to be an expert in one specific area and, like, you know, everything else you're great in, but you're, like, a genius at math? Mm-hmm. Like, no. Yeah. Like, you can be, you know, pretty good at everything, and that's still good. Like, I don't have a favorite subject or a strongest subject. I just, like, I like and I do well in every subject. Like, you know,
it just... Well, math can be a struggle sometimes.
Math is a struggle.
Not gonna lie, guys. That's okay. That's an exception.
But, yes. But, yeah, I just remember that because I didn't like that, like, adults are talking about college admissions when we're only in eighth grade.
Yeah, and especially if she's disappointed in saying that you want to try new things, I feel like that should be encouraged because that is what makes a well-rounded student and much more appealing if we are thinking about college. So.
Yes. And I think we really need to just start balancing things in high school about, like, what we want to do versus what we should do for college. Like, obviously, you want to go to a good college. Like, you want to be successful. That's not a sin. Like, you know, that's okay
of course
to want that.
And you should want that. And that's great if you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you should work on your GPA, but it's okay if it's not perfect. You should do some extracurriculars, but make sure they're extracurriculars that you actually enjoy.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to, like, put so much time and energy into something that you don't actually have a passion for, because that's just going to wear you down and you're going to end up burned out, and that's not good for anybody.
100%. Like, trust me, find those two to three extracurriculars that you really enjoy, because then you can excel at that. And you start seeing more results, I guess you could say. I think that's really important. Just find two things that you really enjoy and get better at them.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't, like, join a whole bunch of extracurriculars just to have them on your resume, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up overbooked, you're going to end up overwhelmed, and, like, you're going to be double, triple booked and having to cancel on things, and then you're going to have people coming at you, like, you committed to this, you should be doing this, and you're like, but I can't because I have other things.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that to be you. And
that's so funny because a little bit of a hypocrite, but today I'm actually missing a lacrosse game for a Model UN conference, but it's okay. I'm working on it.
I've had to do things like that too. Like, sometimes it happens and it's gonna happen to you, honestly.
Oh, it will happen. It's
it will happen. Yeah, because life gets in the way. But I think the main takeaway is just don't do a million things, because then you're gonna be just okay at all of them. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you do a few things and you, like, put your all into it, that's gonna be what takes you forward.
Yeah.
And then you can look at getting leadership positions in those, you know, when you get to be a junior, a senior, you can look at being captain of that sports team, of that debate team, whatever it is. You know, just look to excel in extracurriculars that you're doing. And I know we talked about not impressing teachers for the wrong reasons, but you do want to impress your sponsors of those activities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, make sure you stay respectful and engaged and just show them that you care, because that can go a really long way.
Yeah. Recommendations are important, and just even, like, practicing, like, increasing your attention span and things like
oh,
that.
Oh, I need to do that.
Like, oh, me too. Yeah, like, that will help you. And so it's not wrong to practice those skills. I think you just don't want to do it all the time.
Definitely.
That's really what I should have
said. That is, like, my main takeaway from this, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think overall you should just realize, like, there's a limit to how much you can do. And even if you go all out and you're the college, like, not college, if you're the textbook definition of the perfect college candidate, that doesn't mean you're going to get in.
Yeah, exactly.
Admissions are crazy competitive. That's not your fault. There's nothing you can do about it. They're insane. They're literally insane. They're so much more competitive now than especially when our parents went to school. Especially this year. You have to do so much more if you want to get in, and even then, you're not guaranteed. So just know that if you don't get in, it's not your fault. And if your parents are disappointed, like, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
I know this is kind of, like, hypocritical coming from a freshman. But, like, just trust me, guys. I'm trying to, like, place this mindset in my head now so I can carry that, like, throughout the next couple of years. To me, you will get into a college and you will be very happy and successful wherever you go.
Yes.
Like, a lot of people are scared that no matter, like, that nothing's ever good enough. And always comparing themselves, but trust me, a college will want you, and that is not the whole meaning to life.
Yeah, in college.
Have fun and be involved, and that'll get you much better results.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you should just realize that, like, you really need to expect the unexpected in life, because it's not a straight line. It's, you know, it's up and down and all around. And even if you make the wrong decision.
Up and down and all around.
Yeah. Even if up and down and all around.
I like that.
Even if, you know, I know some people who they went to a college their first semester of freshman year and they didn't end up liking it. And then they transferred and then they had a great experience. Like, my aunt did that. And so I think
That's awesome.
Like, honestly. Even if you make the wrong decision or if you're not happy in college at first, like, it's still going to get better. It's still going to be okay. My mom had a similar experience, and I do want to wrap this up, so this is going to be the last story I tell, but she spent the first semester of her freshman year at UVA watching Full House in her dorm room on Saturday nights because everyone else was out partying.
Wow. Honestly, that sounds kind of like my kind of night, you know?
No, me too.
In bed early, relaxing.
Yes, but
that's so funny.
Eventually, she found her crowd. She found friends who also wanted to, you know, not necessarily go out and have all at it, but watch Full House in the dorm room. No, that's not what they did. But, you know, you will find your people, and it's going to take time, but, you know, eventually you will find the place that you're going to fit into, and, you know, it's going
to
be okay.
We're meant to be.
Just don't worry. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast with me,
really. Of course. This was so fun. Oh, my gosh. I love podcasts, guys. Listen to my
yes.
I'm gonna be like, this is in my ad for this podcast.
Absolutely.
So listen to a high school PSA from PA because Avery's on it, and that is a great episode, and this is a great episode too. So make sure you tune in.
Yes, a high school PSA from PA by Raylan Perez. You can find that here on Spotify. If she ends up on other platforms, I will definitely let you know in later episodes because Raylan is awesome. So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next time.
Bye.